Once in a while, I read a little story that I just have to share with someone. Most often, that someone is Anne. Well, this evening, it's all of you. This is the story. Allow me to read a bit. It was Christmas Eve, and as always was the case, George Minton was the last person to leave the bank. George walked over to the massive wall safe. He spun the dials. He swung the heavy door open. And then he made sure the door would not close behind him. And he stepped into the safe. A white cardboard square was taped just above the row of strong boxes. And on that carton, on that white piece of cardboard, were written a few words. As George stared at the message, his mind went back a whole year, exactly 1 year before that night. George had gone into that same vault, and that was the night, Christmas Eve, that behind his back, ever so quietly and ever so noiselessly, the huge door of the vault came shut. George was trapped. He was entombed in the terrifying darkness of that vault. He threw himself against the door, shouting, but no one heard him. He threw himself again at the door. Nothing moved. Through his mind raced all the stories that he had heard of men who suffocated in bank vaults. He realized he would have to wait till the morning, and then it hit him. On the morning, it would be Christmas. It would be 36 hours now before anyone would come. Would the oxygen in there last? Somebody would miss it. Certainly. But who? George never married. He lived alone. His brother had invited him for Christmas Eve. But children got on George's nerves. And furthermore, his brother's children expected presents. So he had told his brother, no. A friend had asked him to come along on Christmas Day to play the piano at the nursing home. But he made some lame excuse. George just intended to sit at home, selfishly all alone, smoking a cigar, feeling bad for himself. Christmas Eve. And all of Christmas Day passed. On the morning after Christmas, George heard the head clerk come into the office now at the usual time. The clerk opened the vault and then went to his own office. No one saw George Minton stagger out of the safe and out the door into a taxi. No one saw him leave the building. He went home, he took a shower, he shaved and changed from his wrinkled clothes that he had had on all that time. He ate breakfast and went back to the office. George had vanished from sight during the great days of Christmas, and no one missed him. George began to think about the true meaning of Christmas. Was it possible that he had been blind all these years to his selfishness and his indifference to other people? Wasn't there something about giving ourselves to other people like God gave the Christ child to us? During the year that followed that Christmas, when he was locked in the vault, George found himself doing little acts of kindness. And on Christmas Eve, the year after, he backed out of that safe and closed it and left the office. His nephews were waiting for him to help them decorate the Christmas tree. He had brought supper for everyone at his brother's house. What do you think happened that changed George? Perhaps that white cardboard sign had something to do with it. The card that he had taped inside that safe at his office last year on New Year's Day. On that card, in George's own handwriting, was this message: to love people, to be indispensable somewhere, that is the purpose of life. And that is the secret of success. For 36 hours, George Minton was locked in a vault with no way out. There was no escape hatch, no road to lead him out of there, away from the utter darkness that he experienced in there. It was like the people of Isaiah's day. Isaiah. There was no road for them. The people of Israel were trapped in exile. And it was Isaiah who spoke for God back in those days and said to the people of Israel, a highway will be there. God will provide a way for life to be better for you. God will do that, Isaiah said. A road will lead you from despair, from your depression. Every year at this time, God is making that offer to you to move from whatever despair may hang heavy in your life or whatever depression you may experience. That road is here tonight for anyone here who is feeling trapped or stuck in your old ways. But before God invites you onto that road, you have to allow God into your life. On my way here from church, where Ann and I live, so many of the roads around here have been under construction. Do you notice? So many of the old roads around Baltimore are being completely dug up before they're made new again. Why not just resurface them, I think? That's what's been done for years anyway. Well, maybe it's time to remove those old roads and build a whole new road in their place. Maybe your life needs that. Do you want things to be better? Do you want some of your old ways just to go away? You don't have to spend 2 days and nights locked in a vault to see your life like it really is. There's a new and better road for you to take. But you have to want to go on that road. 800 years before the birth of God's beloved Son, our Savior, God's prophet spoke to the trapped people of Israel and said, there will be a road to a new and better life. It will be called the road to holiness. But no sinner will travel that road. Those whom God has touched will travel that road. And they will reach the holy city happy and with gladness. They will be singing praise to God with joy in their hearts. They will be happy again. And they will be free from sadness and sorrow. Because they will realize that one day, God sent His Son into this world for them. Amen.